Earlier today, suicide bombers blew up two buses in the southern Israeli city of Beersheba. At least 10 people are reported dead, dozens more wounded. John Ward Anderson, a Washington Post foreign correspondent, was at the scene earlier today. He joins us now by phone from his office in Jerusalem. Good of you to join us.
Thanks, Neil, for having me.
Can you describe what the scene was like there in Beersheba?
It was just a typically horrendous sight. I actually boarded one of the buses while the bodies were still on it through the good graces of a police officer that I know. And, you know, these scenes are just absolutely gruesome. This one looked like actually a marketplace. Obviously, people had been out to buy their fruits and vegetables and their school products because schools here start tomorrow. There was blood all over the walls, smeared all over the ceiling. The suicide bomber's head was lying in the aisle along with another corpse. There was fruit, like I say, vegetables and grapes and apples, books, pens, cell phones, you name it, pieces. I mean, I don't know how graphic you want me to get, but it was not a pretty scene.
These are obviously what you're describing is not a military target of any kind. These are just regular city buses.
Well, the Palestinians would argue that point with you, but no, they're just regular inner city buses with civilians aboard.
The group Hamas has taken responsibility, as I understand it.
That's correct. Hamas has taken responsibility. They've said that it was in retaliation for the killings earlier this year of their two leaders, Rantizi and Sheikh Yassin. It really, you know, Israel has been sort of on edge waiting for the big one because everybody who lived here knew that sooner or later you can build walls and you can talk about disengagement, but sooner or later somebody's going to get through. And as I say, you know, it's been a pretty quiet summer, but a lot of people, everybody was really waiting for the big one, and today they got it, unfortunately. And let me just say that, by the way, 16 people are now dead, plus the two bombers, and about 100 people were injured in these two blasts.
Well, as you mentioned, this is 6 months since similar kinds of incidents have happened. Israelis gave a lot of credit to the construction of the security barrier, clearly that did not stop this incident.
That didn't stop this one. You know, the Palestinians say, and I think most Israelis would agree, that the barrier, the fence, the wall, whatever you want to call it, is not going to stop a highly motivated bomber. When the Palestinians, the ones who are really highly motivated, are going to find a way to get through. At the same time, the number of incidents have plummeted, and the number of deaths have plummeted. And part of the reason is that you're not seeing these suicide bombing attacks succeeding in the northern parts of Israel where the fence has been completed. These days, the bombers are being pushed further and further south into Jerusalem. And today, this was the first time that they'd ever have a bombing in Beersheba, which is in the southern part of the country. And the cabinet ministers who were at the scene today said that that's testament to the fact that the fence has been concluded up in the north, but that it's still wide open down in the south, and that's the route that suicide bombers can take into Israel.
Earlier today, in fact, Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon set a timetable for steps towards pulling 8,000 Jewish settlers out of Gaza. How are these attacks going to play into this proposal?
That's a very good question. I mean, there are some people who are going to say that Israel once again is putting its tail between its legs and running in the face of attacks similar to what they did up in Lebanon. But you know, I think Sharon is just going to stick to his guns. Whether or not he's going to get cabinet approval and whether or not he's going to get the Knesset approval, he's got a lot of pressure on him from the United States to deliver on this Gaza withdrawal. And so, you know, whether this is the only suicide bombing in the next months or whether suddenly there's a wave, either way you look at it, he's going to be under a lot of pressure to deliver on the Gaza withdrawal.
And in terms of today's attacks, are Israeli officials and Prime Minister Sharon vowing to retaliate?
You know, they never have to vow to retaliate. I think everybody, the Palestinians and the Israelis, expect that, you know, someday this week or next week they're going to wake up and there's going to be a targeted assassination. And, you know, Israel will not tie it directly to these bombings, probably. But, you know, there's definitely a tit-for-tat that goes on between the two sides here. This is clearly an example of a cycle of violence that's hard to break between the Israelis and the Palestinians on both sides.
John Ward Anderson, thanks very much for being with us today.
Okay, Neil, thanks for having me.
John Ward Anderson, Washington Post foreign correspondent, joined us by phone from his office in Jerusalem.